Amen. Praise God. Christ is the head. We are the body. Reading from the book. The head and the body are one. Glory to God. We are one with him in carrying out his work in the earth. I'm going to say that again. Say that again. Because see, keep these sayings and thoughts in your heart and mind. We are one with him. We are one with him. He's not doing this apart from us. We're one with him in carrying out his work in the earth. We're one with him. It's what he says is what we do. We're one with him. What he says, I agree with him. Because he's the one that calling the shots, right? He's the head, right? Anything that got more than one head is what? Is a freak. Never seen nothing with two heads. I never forget the story. I believe Reverend Coleman Crawford told. Said one time there was a brush fire caught up, a brush patch caught on fire. Anyway. And there was two snake. There was a snake had two heads. And the other had two tails. And one had two tails. It was a lake down there. He just crawled off and went in the water. The one that had two heads, they were trying to argue about who's in charge. They got burned up. Jesus, the head of this. You ever notice he didn't argue with the Holy Spirit when he was on earth in flesh? Well, the Holy Spirit said to Jesus, he did it. Think about it. He's the head. Now he sent the same Holy Spirit that led him and taught him. Same Holy Spirit to us. And he said, this is what he said. This is what the word said. He will not speak, the Holy Spirit will not speak of himself, but whatever the Father say or whatever Jesus say, that's what I tell you. He said, I'll not speak on my own. You see how submitted he is to leadership and authority? He's just as much as God as God the Father. He's just as much as God as God the Son. But he said, I only speak what I hear. If they don't say it, I ain't saying it. Now what you doing talking stuff you ain't heard God say? What are you out there trying to do something Jesus didn't tell you to do? Who told you to set up church, set up at home on Sunday morning when you done made a bold statement, I'm gathering with the saints? You see why? The body is feeble and it got to get healthy. I'm preaching pretty good tonight. Amen. This kind of stuff will grow you up. Get rid of all the little foxes that pull on the vine. You know how the little foxes jump up and just mess up the vine. Amen. Now watch this. Watch this. Therefore, we are one with him in his intercessory ministry, which includes prayer. We are one with him in his ministry of reconciliation. I like to read that. Let me see if I have it here. Go ahead and put it up. 2 Corinthians 5:18. I like to read that from the Amplified. This intercessory ministry. I got it here in the King James, but if you can put that up in the Amplified. He said, but all things are where? From God. Listen to what it said. Who through Jesus Christ did what? Reconcile us to himself. If he reconciled us to himself, why do we have leaving him being reconciled with somebody else? In other words, he put us right with himself. He removed everything that was between us and God. There's nothing, that's what's going to be so sad to the sinner. When they get to hell, they're going to find out that was God, there was nothing against, God didn't have nothing against me. I mean, everything that I've done was canceled out. And I just failed to receive him. Now that's good, y'all. God is not mad at you. Sell it tonight. But he will correct you because he's a good father. He will discipline you. He will talk to you. But he's not mad at you. He's not standing there with a big stick to strike you over your head. He's not standing there with his fist balled up to beat you up. Just because you smoked the dope. I mean, because you smoked one. Just because you put one reef in your mouth, he didn't condemn you. What he's trying to do is correct you. Because that stuff you keep doing, that's what's going to condemn you. That's what's going to hurt you. But people will beat you up and say, you. No. God is not. Well, let me go on. I'll get to that later on because we're going to cover that later on. But I need to cover this now. But all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself, received us into